Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson, and this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Sajan Payanda, the lead data scientist at Plutura. Welcome, Sajan.
Thank you, Emily. Happy to be here. Look forward to give an introduction about myself and then about Plutura to start with. So I work as a lead data scientist for Plutura Digital Science and Analytics. So we basically focus on building IoT, Internet of Things-based products. So our main product is Cerebra. So that basically helps the clients to do predictive analytics and help to reduce the downtime of machines, which helps clients reduce the cost by a large amount. And we also develop a Cerebra Vision product, which is basically uses IoT sensor data plus the large amount of video data, where we use artificial intelligence models to generate a large amount of inferences from video and then develop a solution which basically helps, you know, our industrial clients to ensure safety at the workplace. It also helps the clients to reduce the risk at the workplace by avoiding accidents, by helping them to monitor events in advance. And the product gives a lot of these events and monitoring information to various companies through CCTV feeds.
So this would be Cerebra Vision then for manufacturing safety?
Yeah, so currently I'm working for Cerebra Vision. We also do have a product with Cerebra. It's an IoT platform where we deal with a lot of sensor data, which we use to build a predictive analytics solution for our clients.
So can you walk us through how this tool works in terms of helping improve safety and security in these industrial environments?
Yeah, sure. Today, I'd say the work-related accidents, it happen a lot at the workplace. So we understand that it's very critical to monitor various events that are critical to our clients and also monitor any unusual or suspicious activities happening in different zones and floors in a plant. So we basically deal with large number of video feeds coming in from different locations of a plant. So our first step is, you know, you have to collect large amount of data for each of the use case. And then there's an effort to basically annotate the data. You locate and draw a bounding box around each of the objects, images, and then train the models using various algorithms. So we use a YOLO, Retina Net SST algorithms. We basically train the model using large amount of data and then build models that suits to the camera specifications and hardware specifications of a client. So for training, it's important that we come up with a hardware specification. So we use Intel DevCloud, basically where we benchmarked our training model performance with various hyperparameters. So hyperparameter tuning under different hardware spec, using different core settings, socket settings on the platform is very critical to come up with a hardware configuration that basically can deal with so many number of cameras, and it has to be cost efficient at the same time.
So could you give some specific examples of the violations or accidents that Plutura is preventing from happening?
Yeah, so we have a scenario that some worker has fell down on the floor. So that's one of the events that we have been working on it. And regarding the compliance monitoring, so we do have this, if workers are wearing a hard hat or safety jacket or gloves, so they're following all the rules before entering sensitive area. So we do monitor the compliance part of it as well. And also we have a requirement to monitor the cell phone usage where the radiation is sensitive in some of the zones in client place. So we develop algorithms by collecting large amount of data which is specific to these accidents, so like person fell on a floor or a chemical box would have mishandled, and that can cause serious problem in the workplace. So these are few incidents that we are trying to monitor through multiple CCTV feeds.
So is this tool designed to replace a foreman or shop supervisor, or is it only going to help them do their jobs better?
So this is going to help the supervisors to do their job better. They'll be able to even manage their team better by monitoring, you know, their team's compliance, whether the team is handling all the equipments properly or had they met any accident. So it helps the supervisor manage the flow better. So normally they spend a lot of manual effort going through CCTV videos, and when an incident happened, root cause they analyze by analyzing large number of videos. They take hours of time to basically track various events. So this basically helped them to efficiently monitor the events and then even help them to avoid certain accidents at the workplace.
What are other benefits that enterprises can get from using the Futura solution?
So yeah, the important thing is reducing the manual effort. This also saves our workers. It ensures, you know, a safe environment for all workers. So that's also good. And this saves a lot of cost for the firm, for all the employees. That's another aspect of it. And we do also develop solutions that basically monitor. So for example, in this COVID situation, the social distance between people is very important. So we basically develop solution to basically monitor the social distance and the crowd in various locations through our Cerebral Vision product.
Well, that social distancing monitoring is more important than ever, as is obviously correct wearing of personal protective equipment. So thank you for working on this kind of a solution. Can you talk a little bit more about working with the Intel AI Builders program?
So we have been working closely with the Intel team for both training the artificial intelligence model and for inferencing the model. So for developing an artificial intelligence model, it's important that you train the model faster. So we use Intel optimized TensorFlow, which basically helped to boost the performance by 25%. We try to utilize the CPU more than 100% to basically benchmark the performance. We also put tighter criteria to restrict to number of sockets and certain cores while utilizing the full CPU to benchmark the performance thoroughly. So to understand the method of benchmarkings, so we have been taking help from Intel team pretty closely. So we have been using, you know, SSD's single shot detection algorithm for model training. And after the training, we worked with the team. So what's the best way to inference the model? So what's the best library to run to do a faster inference? It's important that we process the frames faster in a second. So we use OpenVINO, which helped to keep the model size intact. So it helped to boost the performance around 20-30% improvement we could see in inference time performance. So it's important that we get improvement in terms of model performance, since we are running the solution for large number of cameras and multiple models per camera. So if we are running the solution for 20 cameras and two AI models per camera, it's like 40 frames you have to process per second. So these are the various activities that we have been performing while working with Intel team for both training the model and inferencing the model. Yeah.
So what are you working on next with Futura?
Currently, the entire team is working for coming up with a solution to monitor the COVID-19 situation. Just to monitor the social distance and the crowd in various locations, and how best we can help the authorities basically to monitor large number of places, because we are short of, you know, cops to monitor all the streets and places in cities. So right now the focus is entirely around this. So post this, we will be, you know, focusing on, you know, scaling our current product and then focusing on its implementation and adding more features to the product. So basically adding more use cases to the product. So once the product pipeline is ready, then the next step is add more features to the product and then fine-tune the product for better performance. So that's always an ongoing activity. So there's no end to it, honestly.
Can you talk a little bit about, since you're our lead data scientist, how important it is to optimize and keep those AI models as light and efficient as possible?
Yeah, sure. So we develop this artificial intelligence models to basically detect an object, an event in a particular scene or in an image, right? And we get a large number of video feeds, and it is important that you inference as many frames as possible in a second. That's the first thing. And it's important that we keep the model size as minimal as possible because that increases the memory footprint. So you bring the model into memory for inference and it increases your memory footprint. So that's the reason we have to keep the model size intact there. And the inferencing speed is important because you don't want to bring a lot of software overhead while running large number of inferences, because again, it will hit the CPU and then it will affect the inference time badly. So fine-tuning the model for better inferencing time, it's very critical for product scaling perspective and to run the solution for larger implementation. And also in future, adding more features to the product. So when we add a new feature to the product, suppose your model size is X amount and its performance is, okay, Y frames per second. So we try to retrain the model for a new feature using hyperparameter tuning. So we put a lot of effort in hyperparameter tuning in that case, since you are training the model to detect more number of objects or more features. Right. So we put a lot of effort there to keep the model size intact, and so that we'll be able to add more features without affecting the inference time significantly. So it's very critical from product scaling perspective. And reducing the hardware cost minimal, because the clients are very conscious about, you know, purchasing an edge server. So they don't want to put a lot of money on purchasing an edge server. So it's important that we achieve significant amount of performance at keeping the hardware cost as minimal as possible.
Excellent. For our listeners who would like to learn more about Futura and the work you're doing, where should they go for more information?
You can always go to www.futura.com. So the site gives, you know, the entire information about the industries that we work for and the AI and ML algorithms information. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you calling in from the middle of the night where you are, and it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yep, it was nice speaking with you. Thanks a lot for your time.